Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, hallelujah, and welcome. Once again, I thank you and I bless the Lord, hallelujah, that you decided to call in on Crown Talk and Drums Radio and putting this early Sunday morning time in your schedule. It's not easy sometimes, I know, because this morning the bed wanted to hug me once again. The covers feel so good when it's cool and crispy. You know it's this kind of weather outside. But I just thank God and I don't take it for granted that you were ready to come on and connect in and hear us talk about Jesus Christ, the anointed one. I just thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. If he was not in my life today, I don't even want to think about where I would be. And I give him praise for that. I believe you do too. Hallelujah. This is, once again, we know for such a time as this ministry broadcast hour. My name is Theresa Cunningham, and I just love teaching God's word. Hallelujah. His living word that brings us very life, the very Zoe life of himself. Amen. He's always giving us fresh insight and fresh revelation of who he is and how he wants us to represent him as we go about on this journey. Amen. And I just thank him. We know with all that's going on, and hallelujah, can't say that enough. We haven't seen anything yet. As we're walking on this earth, a lot of things are going to begin to happen, and we don't want to be caught off guard. Amen. We see all the earthquakes and the floods and the fires and everything that's already been pre-warned to us about in the scriptures. Amen. And I just thank God, if we don't dig into him, we won't know what he says. So I just thank him this morning that he's letting us know ahead of time that these things would be. Hallelujah. But we just have to be ready and prepare ourselves. Amen. So much going on you wouldn't even think about would be going on, like all the gun violence, and you're trying to wonder, how are these children getting these guns? How are these young people getting their hands on these guns? And where are their parents? We don't know all these details, but thank God he does. Amen. You know, you just hear so much mental instabilities and older people and young people. It's just visible. We're hearing it. We're seeing it. And it just sometimes can overwhelm you when you see all that's going on. But when we have the Lord, hallelujah, in our lives, he makes the difference. And I am so glad about that. He makes all the difference in our lives. Amen. We're approaching the end of October. Amen. As well as 5 Sundays in this month. But we just thank God as we are in this 4th Sunday, hallelujah, of October the 23rd. And if ever there was a time, as we continue to stress this godly encouragement through the word of God's living, hallelujah, a word. Yes, it's living. Our God is living. His word is alive. And if there's ever a time for fervent prayer, amen, we know the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. But if there's ever a time for prayer in this world, it is today. Hallelujah. And I thank him. So I hope once again that you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, not just to you, but to me too today. And I bid you shalom, peace. Hallelujah. Let us go and have a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning for this time. We thank you for waking us up. We're clothed in our right mind. Hallelujah. You didn't take it for granted or call it even robbery in our behalf, that you touched us once again. You woke us up. Hallelujah. We have the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. Our senses are in operation. God, we don't take that for granted. We thank you for the roof that you placed over our heads. God, we thank you for peaceful rest on last night. sweet dreams, and hallelujah, I don't remember what I dreamed, but God, sweet dreams, God, you allowed us to wake up. Hallelujah. I pray any of us didn't wake up to any terrible or horrible news. Father, we just bless you. We know that you're yet in control. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise and thanks. All adoration belongs unto you. We just bless your name. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made. We have purposed it in our hearts that we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just ask that you take this moment. I ask that you take this moment to infiltrate us, infiltrate me with the very presence of your Holy Spirit, none of me and all of you, God. I thank you as a willing vessel. Have your way, God, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. He wanted us to talk about patience. Hallelujah. And I know we all have need of patience. I was out and about yesterday, had a lot of different errands to run. And I was seeing so many people that are impatient. I mean, people getting upset sometimes you hear me talk about Walmart. When I went into Walmart, hallelujah, people just jumping from line to line, trying to figure out, trying to get out so quick. We want things to happen so quick. Hallelujah. And that's not always good. Hallelujah. So I have to thank God. When I was seeing that happening, I was like, okay, let's have some hoopamanay here, people. I got in the line behind people that had a ton of groceries in their cart. And they ended up, just because I stood there, they turned around and said, ma'am, you can go in front of us. Ma'am, you can go in front of us. Because I just had two items. And I thank God, but I had patience because the checkout lines were going out each side of the store, which made no sense, but that's what it was. Everybody was shopping and getting their necessary needs, but so many were in a hurry and didn't have any patience. You could tell. They were frustrated. They were yelling out and talking and to one another, some that were with other people. I said, Lord, give them some patience. Hallelujah. Help them to hoopamanay. That just kept coming to me. And then last night I was talking to a friend, and I was like, I don't even know what the Lord's going to say in the morning on the radio broadcast. And as soon as I hung up the phone with her, he said, patience. To God be the glory. I thank God for how he speaks to us and we hear him clearly. Amen. With all that's going on in this world, yes, we need some patience. Even some of the things that we're experiencing in our personal lives, we need some patience. So I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to define that word. Hallelujah. We can just think about it naturally, what it may mean. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you look it up in just a regular dictionary, it says that patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. I saw the total opposite yesterday. You see it even in traffic when you're on the road. People zipping and zooming and ripping and running in front of you on the highway, even on the regular street road where the speed limit is 35. People just zip through in it, and some of them do illegal moves. When the lines are straight, they're not broken up, and curves are around, you're not supposed to do passes. Some people are so impatient, they'll pass you anyway and put danger in their hands and really at your expense. Because if something's coming around that corner, it could affect them and you. We have to even drive for other people. I tell you, we need some patience today, people of God. I know if we see the world going crazy, and some of them have Jesus or stamped on the back of their car. And they're acting like that. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. And they're representing you. I don't think so. I have a tag on the back of my vehicle that says, Jesus. My frame has Jesus. So I can't be acting crazy out there, hallelujah, on the roads. But you know what? That's why the Lord has given me to talk about, hallelujah, patience. And then that Greek word, my husband and I used to go back and forth, and I used to say, ya better hupomene, talking about patience, which is the Greek word for patience, hupomene, amen. And we used to say that to our son, hupomene, hallelujah, ya better get on some hupomene when you have to wait on things to take place. You don't need to rush and get ahead of God. Let him work things out. Let him have his way. And we're going to get into that. So the definition of patience coming from that Greek term of hupomene is to hold fast under trial. Amen. To endure. To bear bravely and calmly. To remain. Amen. We have to remain consistent. Hallelujah. The only way we're going to know how to do that, we have to be in this book, the word, the scriptures, the word of truth, the living God. He teaches us how, hallelujah, to walk out that patience. And we know even in Galatians, it's one of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, those nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Patience is one of those. And I thank God this morning, hallelujah, as he is going to have us, hallelujah, patience. You know, it's a twin. It works hand in hand with faith. It works hand in hand with hope. Amen. And we're going to talk about that. We kind of bought out hope a little bit last week. Amen. It kind of came out when we were talking about this new life that we've been made alive to. Amen. And God continues to illuminate us. Hallelujah. He continues to, hallelujah, give us life through that word. He continues to illuminate that new life that we now walk in on this journey. We're not the old man we used to be. Amen. And that's not what we should example or exemplify. Amen. So I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. When his word is working together, when you have patience and hope and all of faith and all that working together, hallelujah, they working together to fulfill the very promises of God in our lives. And that's what it's all about. God's at work, working in our lives. Amen. You know, say, for example, if you need a job or something, and you go on interviews and you're hoping and you're believing, hallelujah, that job door is going to open up. What you're just believing for, hallelujah. God takes, pleasure in the prosperity of us. So he wants us to work or have our own businesses or whatever he's blessed us to do with the hands, and however he's allowed us a way to bring in some extra money, hallelujah. He will show us the gifting and the talent, hallelujah, that he's placed in us to do those things. Amen. But as I was stating, just like you get that job and you've been waiting on it and you can't do nothing but that job that you need, hallelujah, can't do nothing but give God praise. Amen. But you had to patiently go through that thing. I remember when I had went to school and it took me 7 years to get a degree just because man was saying that was needed to be done. And I learned a lot, hallelujah, from my job. But I had been trying and applying for jobs for years, trying to move from the department I was in. I was in one department for like 21 years and did the same thing pretty much in that department for like 15, 16 of those years. And I was like burnt out, if that's the word we would use, how you just get burned out and you want something different and you want something new. But God allowed me to stay there. He blessed me. He ministered to me so much when I would put in for a job, put in for one job 1 year, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and everybody was saying, you got that job. You're going to get that. And then the manager that was there, which a few months later, he was no longer there, he picked someone else. It just wasn't my time. I had to endure that patience and continue to wait. But you know what? That's what life is about. When we think about the different challenges and the different things that we're awaiting on, that we're believing God to do, amen, it takes patience to wait. Amen. We have to hold fast under that trial, under that test. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, we have to endure. Amen. That's what Jesus came to give us the examples to do. Endure. Hallelujah. So that brings us, with all that being said, the introduction of where we're going to go in the scriptures. I know where we're going to start, and I'm not sure where the Holy Spirit is going to have us to end up, but we're going to start in the book of Hebrews. Amen. And I'm going to read, hallelujah, the Hebrews, the sixth chapter. Amen. And we're going to read verses 10 through 15. Now, Hebrews, I'm not really sure that it was stated, you know, in my studies of the different passages on different books in the Bible. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the New Testament, two-thirds of the New Testament, most of it was written by Paul. And it was just not really clear on who wrote the book of Hebrews. But Paul probably was in there in the mix. It could have been, it was just about five or six different people that could have been involved. Like it even said Luke and Paul and this was various different people. I can't remember all the names, but I know it was about four or five different that it was kind of maybe a thought that they wrote, because they were talking about Timothy as their brother. So not really sure and clear, but it doesn't matter. This word that was written then is written for us today. It's still written for our learning. Amen. So Hebrews 6, verses 10 through 15. And it starts out, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. There's that word hope. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There we go. Talking about that faith and patience. See, they're twin. They work together. Amen. That's faith. And we just said hope. Got to have hope unto the end. And then there's faith and patience. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by his own self, my God, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured Abraham, hallelujah, you can put your name there, hallelujah, I can put my name there. After we have patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So after we have patiently endured, we can obtain the promise. Isn't that awesome to know? Hallelujah. See, here in Hebrews, they were about to abandon their beliefs. Some of them wanted, if you go from the beginning of Hebrews all the way up into the sixth chapter, they were about to abandon what they had been taught. They were going back to the elementary state of their teaching, thinking about going back to Judaism. So these talkers and these writers in Hebrews were coming back to tell them, what are you doing? We got to get it together. What are you doing? Don't forget this foundation. Don't go back to the very foundation. We have to grow up. We have to be spiritual mature. That first verse even talks about that, the introduction of that sixth chapter. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and the doctrines of Christ, the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and the perfection that belongs to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, amen, and of faith, by which you turn to God. You've turned to God. Saints of God, people of God, we've turned to God. There's nothing to look back for. Even when it seems like we've been waiting a long time for him to answer a prayer. So what? We have need of patience. He wants us to hoop him a name. Some things he answers quick. Some things he says, not right now. Just hold on, wait. You're not ready for it yet. And sometimes he does say, no, absolutely no. And later on down the road, we can look back and say, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to help him out. Get ahead of him and help him out. He doesn't need our help in those arenas. Only help he needs from us is just to wait on him. And one of my favorites, so many scriptures are my favorite. Be still and know that I am God. He tells me that a lot, especially here lately, because I've had a lot going on. And you probably have too. But God wants us to be still. Hallelujah. And see his salvation. Watch him bring that thing through for us. Watch him work it out for us. Hallelujah. That's why he's encouraging us today. We have need of patience. Amen. Yes, we do. I know if I do, I was operating in it yesterday, and it was so fruitful. Patience, we hear it somewhere, is a virtue. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. It shows growth. It shows maturity. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for it. I believe you do too. We have to have patience. Hallelujah. Let us go on to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm going to skip around a little bit. I don't know what the Lord is doing here, but we're going to let him do his thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's why I always say, what we're going to talk about today. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit and myself. He's right here with us. Amen. Hebrews 10, verses 35. And yeah, we're breaking into it. Do not cast away, therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. That's the King James Version. And that last scripture, that first verse of Hebrews 6:1, I read out of the Amplified Version, Amplified Bible. So King James says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. I just kept saying that. And that's what the Lord was saying. We need patience. You have need of it. We have need of it. That after we have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What's the will of God? I'm glad you asked. You got to stand firm. Amen. To fully perform and accomplish God's will. His will is walking out the love walk. Amen. His will pertains to love. Amen. And we know that's a very familiar, some familiar with 1 Corinthians in that 13th chapter where it talks about love. Amen. I'm going to read that right quick. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through, what is this, maybe 8 or so. Yeah. Charity suffers long and is kind. It envies not. It does not vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself seemly. Here it is right here. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeking not our own, is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Amen. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. That's a part right there, patience. Amen. That fourth verse, that fifth verse, and especially that seventh verse. That's what patience does. It suffers long, it's kind. Amen. It doesn't lift up itself. It's not puffed up, get angry and all that. Mm-mm. It doesn't act out of character. Hallelujah. When we have this patience, we have need of this patience. Amen. That's in all areas of our life. Whatever's going on, we have to hold fast to our faith and what we believe and what we're believing God for. Even when we're praying and believing God for a loved one in a situation, we have need of patience to wait on God to complete that thing. To do it, bring it to fullness, but pray his divine covering protection over it at the same time. But let him work it out. We have need of patience, people of God. We don't want to help God get in the way and hinder the process. Let's step back and stay out of the way.
Amen. Because we can cause a chaos in the situation. Just think if we were going in Walmart, as I talked about earlier, being in Walmart yesterday and in so many different times, even in the traffic yesterday, as people were just so impatient, just driving and switching lanes and going so fast. If you're late, you're just going to be late. You should have left earlier. But just thinking about that, if we were acting like that in those lines, if we were complaining and murmuring and we're representing Christ, when we go about our daily walk, that's who we represent. We have to keep things intact and keep it together. Amen. We have need of patience. And amen, one of those ways that we get is that love walk. I thank God for it this morning. And then James reminds us about it. Amen. He reminds us about it in that first chapter of James. Amen. And if you don't go to these scriptures, you can just write them down and read them later on in your time, or, you know, just take time to just go back through. Amen. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. That's that third verse. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's the word of the living God. That's why we have need of patience. Are you putting patience to work? I'm asking myself, are we putting patience to work so that it can bring maturity? Not helping us to grow up. It's helping us to really trust God and believe him even the more. Amen. That's why he said patience. He gave me this word early yesterday morning, and I didn't even know it. I went about the day. I went to my cookout. My manager at work invited his employees and you know, those who work for him and some other colleagues in the same position as him to a cookout at his home. Him and his wife were such gracious hostesses, and I thought I was going to be in and out. I ended up being there for 3 hours, laughed and talked. I mean, we had just hearing their experiences. And them hearing some of my experiences in life, it was just a blessing to be in the atmosphere of other people. And I know my manager is Catholic, but just hearing them talk about the name of Jesus, it was a blessing. I was talking about it anyway, so I guess because I was doing it, they began to do it. I can't help myself. What if it just comes out? It just comes out. So I just thank God for that time. And I looked at the clock. I said, woo, it was after 8 o'clock. And I was getting texts. I ended up having to put my phone on mute. But I just thank God that I was there, that patience. Here I was going in my mind thinking, whoo, I'm going to go and get out of there. I'm going to go there, just stay a little bit, and I'm gone. I'm going to be gone before dark. My manager looked at me and said, Sarissa, I thought you was going to be gone before dark. I said, yeah, me too. But it was just so peaceful. And it was just, the fellowship was really nice. And I'm sure everybody there wasn't saved. But I thank God that God's presence was revealed. Amen. And I sensed his presence, even in their home. It was just such a peaceful atmosphere. And I thank God for that because I was struggling with going. I even told a couple of my friends, I really don't want to go. But I'm glad I did. God leads us. And when I got home, I had to help someone get something done online. And the time, it was like 11 o'clock. And I told them, I said, God hasn't even given me a word. I don't even know what he wants me to talk about. But as soon as I hung up that phone, I heard patience. To God be the glory. I just love the Lord. I thank him. He's always on time. He always speaks to us. He's always at work. He's always moving. He's always speaking. Are we listening? We have to put ourselves in a position to listen And guess what? That takes patience. Hupomene. Yes. As we define that hupomene, hallelujah, able to hold fast under pressure, under trial. We have to be able to do that. It doesn't matter. Things can come up and catch us off guard. Some of it catch us off guard so much we just lose it. We forget whose we are. We can't be in those places. When the pressure comes, you got to be able to remain calm. You have to be able to endure that test, that trial, whatever that thing is involving you, a health situation, a crisis situation in your family, someone going bonkers, it may seem, in your family. That's when we have to put this word of God to the test. Amen. That's why he gave it to us, so we can decree it and declare it. Stand on it. Let him work it. Let him fix it. Let him do it. Lying vanities are going to always come. And that devil himself, he's going to always try to be talking. And we got to tell him to shut up. He has no right, no portion, no memorial in any matter concerning our lives or our loved ones' lives. We can even decree and declare on behalf of people we don't know as we intercede and stand in the gap for others. We decree and declare the word of the living God and believe him to manifest his promises. And it doesn't always happen the way we think it's going to happen, but it shouldn't stop us from decreeing and declaring it. But the enemy wants us to keep a hush mouth. He wants to have a shut up mouth ministry. Don't decree and declare the word of the living God. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to shout it to the rooftop. We have to be bold in our proclamation. Cry loud and spare not, saith the Lord. Spare. Hallelujah. When you know that word and you know what it says, decree it and declare it. Amen. And then let patience have its perfect work. Hallelujah. You'll see God moving even quicker. I just believe that. I've seen it operated too much in my own personal life. Hallelujah. And even during the times when I didn't think it was going to work out or end up the way it did, it went the opposite way. I still had the patience to endure even that process and still yet to give God praise and glory. These Hebrews were ready to go back. They were slipping back instead of going forward in the things of God. They were ready to go back to the old religious acts and traditions of Judaism. That's why the writers were encouraging them in Hebrews. Whoever all the writers were, it doesn't matter. That word was there to encourage, and it's still here to encourage us today. Amen. We have need of patience. And we don't have to just go through trials and tests to get it. So we're going to go through trials and tests and earn it and get it. But that's the only way. That's our own mentality of thinking. To me, that's a warped thought. Yeah, that we have to suffer failure gracefully. Uh-uh. According to the scriptures that God's encouraging us with, he's putting us on the path to success, to succeed with patience. Patience helps us to succeed. That's why we have need of it. That's why we have to operate in it. Amen. And you can look and see everybody else is going cray cray. It's one of the words I use. What's going on? I was just praying for the people yesterday because I was seeing that all over, and my mind reflected back to that. As soon as the Lord gave me this word, late last night, about 11 o'clock or so, I started thinking about the day, my day, and he was showing me. And then as I was sitting right there at my manager and his wife's home, amen, bless Tommy and his wife, Michelle, even the more, Father. As I was sitting in their home, you know, it was just a blessing. And I was there for over 3 hours. I just thank God. We have need of patience, people of God. And God has given it to us through his word. He helps us. He continues to encourage us through his word over and over and over again. Amen. And that's what it leads to, maturity, perfection, That's maturity. Amen. And that's what the Hebrews, that first scripture we talked about, that's what it was talking about, spiritual maturity. Amen. We have to endure. We have to endure, patiently endure, to obtain the promise like Abraham did. And I just love it. I just love it. Mm. So we have to base our confidence in God's word. I got quiet a moment. I was just hearing the Holy Spirit talking. We have to base his word on as if nothing has even changed. Because it hasn't. God's still doing what he did yesterday. But are we believing that? Our confidence, our faith, our trust, our belief has to be in the word. That's where hope was coming in, because that's what hope is. We're expecting and we're anticipating, and we're on whatever it is that we believe. In our situation as God's children, as kingdom citizens, we believe God's faithfulness, that he's going to watch over his word to perform it and bring it to pass. We have faith in God's goodness. That's what we believe in. That's what gives us hope, because we're trusting what his word says. And he has the track record of those who've been saved and been in this walk for some years. We can look back over our life and see that God's been faithful. I can't thank him enough and bless him enough for his faithfulness. We serve a faithful God. He never changes. He remains the same. Mm. So whatever you believe in God for today, whoever you're standing in the gap for today, whatever you're thinking about or seeking God with, about your person, the next move in your life, or whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. Let patience have its perfect work in that area as you believe in God with it. Lord, I trust you. Even when it comes back to your mind, if you pray for it one time and then you go to pray for it again, God, I came. You heard me when I came to you the first. He hears us when we call on him the very first time about whatever the situation is. Sometimes we don't have to keep praying. We just start thanking and praising. He heard us when we cried out to him the first time. Deliver. Set free, Father. You know what's needed. Father, open the door. You know what next door I need to step into. Thank you. Father, be my defense. You my rock. You're my defense. You're my lawyer in the courtroom. Everything we need him to be, he's I am. He is that. The great I am. But do we believe that? That's where putting patience at work goes into operation. It goes into operation. Putting God's word on the line. Amen. Putting his word and his promises on the line, so we can begin to shout the victory, even in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. See, that faith of believing, that's what opens those doors. That opens God's promises to us. But if we don't know what his promises say, how are we going to know how to believe? How are we going to know how to stand? That's why it's so important. We have to get in these 66 books that we know about, because I believe there's some we don't know about. But what we have to put it to work in our lives, have to get it ingrained in our spirits. We are made alive. We're new. We're new creatures in Christ. We don't just get saved and that's it. Say, oh, I'm saved, and then keep living any kind of way. No, we have to grow up, and the only way we're going to grow up is get into this word. We don't just read it. We have to study the word and meditate on it. That's part of meditating on his word day and night. Amen. I just thank the Lord this morning. We have to continue. Patience is waiting on him. Psalm 27 says it so well. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 27, 14, I believe. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage in the midst of the test. in the midst of the storm. You're trying to figure it out. God's already working it out. He wants you to be still and wait on him. I'm on this. I got this. Yeah, those smoke screens gonna come. Don't pay them any attention. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to hear his voice and not God. My God. We have need of patience, people of God. So my question again is, do you have, well, I'd ask one question. Are you putting your patience to work? I ask myself that question when I'm asking you. Amen. Am I putting my patience to work? And that's how I said yesterday, I believe I was. And I think that's why late last night, he helped me to reflect back on my day. Thank God. Amen. Because if he comes back and we're not operating in that patience, which is one of those attributes of the fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is one of the attributes of those nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Patience. We have need of it. Amen. Whew, my God. So do you have your faith set on the promise of God today? On a promise that you've been waiting on for a long time? Is your faith, is your hope, is your trust in God while you're waiting? Think about that. When you put patience to work and get to the point where you're going to trust God regardless of what it looks like, what it appears to look like, the smoke screen of it, are you still going to choose to trust God and believe him and let his patience have his perfect work in you through that situation, even if it's not directly involving you individually, but then again it is? Are you going to trust God in that process? Hallelujah. This life, this journey, this kingdom building journey that we're on, it's all about, hallelujah, the king and his kingdom, but at the same time, he's working things out of us. And see, when things are happening in our lives or other people's lives that's connected to us, and we can't figure it out, we don't have to think, oh, I did something wrong or what's going on. No, you don't have to even think like that. God allowed that, but let him have his perfect work in that so that you would be matured in an area, so that that person will be matured in that area, because God is working. And we have to believe that. God is delivering. He's yet a deliverer. He will never stop delivering. He will never stop, hallelujah, working. He was a deliverer over 2,000 years ago. He's still a deliverer today. That has not changed. I don't care what anyone is bound with. They seem like they're bound with. By faith, they're already set free according to the word of God. Amen. We just have to believe that regardless of how it turns out. We have to trust that God is going to bring it to pass. Amen. I thank God this morning for being able to hoopamanay through several situations in my own life. Hallelujah. Patience. Hoopamanay. Hallelujah. That's my encouragement to you today. That's my encouragement to you today. The Holy Spirit. And my encouragement to you today. Let me get it twisted. Let's get that thing right. That's our encouragement to you today. You have need of patience. Embrace it. You don't have to ask for it. It's going to come through situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. But it brings us to success, to victory, to maturity. That's what I love about it. We grow up. We don't want to go back. As they were being encouraged in Hebrews from going back to Judaism, we don't want to go back to the way we used to act and the way we used to think and the way we used to talk and the way we used to walk. No, we want to continue to go forward and grow in this patience because we have need of it today, if there ever was a time for patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm going to unmute the lines. If anyone has any comments or a prayer request before we do a closeout prayer, amen. Thank the Lord for you joining in with us today. Thank you, Father. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again this morning for joining us today. Thank you, Father, that we will go forward continuously putting patience to work. Amen. In our lives. For we know we have need of it. But we know it yields a peaceable fruit in our lives. We know it brings maturity to our lives. So as we go about this day, God, and when we see someone else that's out of character or going out of character, we can just pray for them, God. Hallelujah. Lord, give them some patience. Help them to endure. Help them to hoop them in name. Father, help us as we go about our daily walks and we see the different things taking place in our immediate presence. Father, help us to endure. Hallelujah. As a good soldier, keep fighting this fight of faith. Keep holding on to that hope, that expectation, and that anticipation of you. We're continuing to expect you. We're anticipating what we're believing in that you're going to do. God, we thank you. Thank you for that love that you're allowing us to walk in. Hallelujah. To show that patience. That's on the end that we talked about in 1 Corinthians 13. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day that you're going to allow us to put that patience to work. Yes. As we go about the day, God, we thank you for travels of mercy. Whatever mode of transportation when we go about the day. Hallelujah. Car, walking. Hallelujah. Riding a bicycle. Whatever method of transportation. God, we thank you. You're going forth before us to prepare the way and make every crooked path straight. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us always. You'll never leave us, never forsake us. Hallelujah. You just want us to grow up. Thank you for helping us to grow up even the more. None of us have arrived, oh God, and we won't arrive until we hear you say, well done. Looking forward to that day, Father. I know I am. Looking forward to that day to hear you say, well done. Father God, if we're going to any service, Father, we pray that we're going with that great expectation and anticipation, hallelujah, to hear what you're going to tell us today once again. Hallelujah. What you're going to remind us of once again. What you're going to, hallelujah, give us fresh revelation of once again. You're always speaking. You're always working. And for that, we're ever so grateful. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, and we love you. People of God, I speak God's shalom peace unto you for this day. God bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom.